He came here December 46, and I came Valentine's Day 1947. And people wanted to adopt me. You know, it was right after the war. The people heard about what's happening to us. And of course, I said, I have a boyfriend. I lived with he had a sister who survived with her husband and a child who was saved by a Polish woman. So there were families. I stayed with them. I came in February. In November, when I was an old, ripe age of 18, we were married. And we lived happily ever after. Three wonderful kids. I have very well educated. My older son is an attorney for many years. My middle son went to Auschwitz. He was a traveler after high school. After college. His last year in City College. And he was all over, and he came to Auschwitz, and he saw, and he says, Ma, what you and Daddy went through, we have a state of Israel. They need young people. I want to make Aliyah. And after he graduated college, he went as a volunteer, and then he came back. He wanted to start his master's degree. And then he came one day. He says, I'm sorry. I cannot stay here longer. I have to go. As a volunteer, when the Yom Kippur War started, he went as a volunteer. So they sent him to a kibbutz. You know how popular those kibbutzim were. They needed people. So he walked there. He says, people need me there. I cannot stay here. I will go. He went back. We lived in a beautiful house in Queens. And my husband made a good living. It was hard in the beginning. Oh, by the way, my husband, my late husband, started printing without knowing the language. How do you do that? You talk about chutzpah. He had it. He started at printing business without a word of English. When he went for his license, because I went right away to school and to learn at least, you know, a few words that I could get along with people. So when he went for his license, I phonetically, like we write in Polish, you know, the way you speak, you write, please forgive me, I don't understand well English, but I'm a good driver. So I had to write it out for him phonetically, so this is how he got his license. He went into the bank, he says, I know the printing business, I need $5,000, and I guarantee for it, I work hard, I pay it back. They gave it to him. He rented a place on 96th Street on the west side, Columbus and 96th Street. It was an old building there. And he put in a machine in the basement, and we all lived upstairs. The whole family stayed together. After we were married, we lived all. He survived with four sisters and a brother. So there were six siblings, which was very unusual. The older sister was married with a child. This was the one who was saved. And she took a few years. We were married. I started to work. I went to school. I started to work. You know, my first job, I had also chutzpah because I didn't. They needed finishes. I was always very good with my hands. I know how to sew. I know. And I went to Henri Bendel and I got a job. I was finishing the most beautiful dresses, lace on taffeta, you know, and this. And I worked there. And I supported us for 2 years. And after this, little by little, my husband used to say, then I had my child after 2 years, I had my son, and he says, babies bring luck. If God will see that we need more how to make a living, he'll provide for us. And the business started, it was very successful, but his life was, he did a lot of wonderful things as a volunteer. He became, can you imagine, a survivor with a limited, he spoke English, but not as well as I did, because I went to school, but he didn't have the time. He was aide to a congressman. in Dakunated. Do you know Queens?
Yeah.
Did you hear of Lester Wolf, a congressman?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
My husband was his, he worked for Lester Wolf. He was his right hand. He indoctrinated him to Jewish life, to the synagogues. He spoke to him. He was 16 years at Congress. He was a Congress aide to him. He went with him to Egypt, to this, because they were looking for drugs, how to eliminate drugs to bring into the state. Lester Wolf was a friend of ours. He worked with Lester Wolf. So this was his life. He loved, the business made a living. He could have, you know, we weren't out for the money. We were to help people, commemorate the Holocaust. This was our, we were at the breaking ceremony. We broke grounds in the Washington Museum. We were there with Ben Mead and Vladka and all those people who did it. I was with Elie Wiesel every time I saw him. Hi, Elie. Hi, Esther. Both cheek kisses. Elie Wiesel, till he became a celebrity. I knew everybody there. We were at the breaking ceremony here in the Heritage Museum, Battery Park. I remember Larry King was the MC when he opened it. I remember all those things. We were so involved with building to have the commemorations every year, and to help Israel. My husband brought in here the IDF to help the Israeli soldiers. He brought this organization here to America to raise money here, and it became very successful, and we help Israel to this very day. IDF is still on, but he brought it in. I have pictures with Begin, I have pictures with Rabin. We were in Israel almost every year. We couldn't afford it, but we managed to go. And I left the children, they were already in school. And Israel was our, we had to help, but we loved this country for giving us the freedom and the ability to do all those wonderful things to do. In the same way, we helped Israel. Israel needed our help. And my son made Aliyah and Yom Kippur War. And we had a wonderful life. What can I tell you? My middle son, I have a daughter who is my youngest daughter, who is a registered nurse. She is a pediatrics. She works for Weill Cornell Medical Center. Has a terrific job. She's already a supervising nurse. And all my three kids, they are really a treasured for society. They're doing good things for people, very good people. And the 9 grandchildren, God bless them, also very well educated. They're looking for jobs now. And what can I tell you? Here I am. I lost my husband 16 years ago. I was alone for 5 years. And then I spoke in Greenwich, Connecticut High School. We had an exhibit of Anne Frank. And we were supposed to come and talk to the survivors was talking to the children. They brought from all schools, they brought children. And whom do I meet there? My husband, my second husband. Sydney was there to help out. Very wonderful guy, an educator. And it just worked for us. He was widowed, I was widowed. He was widowed 6 years, I was widowed 5 years. And we just got along well. And together 10 years, it's 11 years. Unfortunately, he's sick now. But we had wonderful 10 years. I took him to Israel for the first time. He didn't know. I says, a Jew cannot, you didn't see Israel yet? The first thing we did is going to Israel. And thank God the kids are settled. And here I am. And after my husband died, he was the first one who says, if we want the Holocaust to be remembered, we have to start with the students. We have to start with school. And he was the first one, like 40 years ago, he started going to schools and talking about it. I remember, oh my God, how he used to. And after he died, I came to this neighborhood. I live in Queens. But after he died, I sold the house. I came to live. My daughter lived in my mother. So I wanted to be near her, so she found this apartment. She found a smaller one on the third floor. I changed it after Sydney moved in with me. We moved this to the bigger place. And there was a need in me. I wanted to continue what Ben started, and I started to talk, and it's been just, for me personally, it gives me a very big, I feel like I accomplished. I just didn't go through here, through life, with doing nothing. I was a good mother, I'm a good grandma, I was a very good wife. We had a wonderful marriage, 51 years, this is for the records, you know. I mean, who's married 51 years in this day and age? And I had a good marriage with Sydney, very good, we were married. And this is what I do now. I go and speak all the time to kids, especially in the Shoah. What, do you have good reports for me?
You always have good reports.
Yeah, I have hundreds of letters.
You always have good reports.
I try my best, and I want to leave something behind. I'm documented in the Shoah, in Spielberg's, he has the foundation, Spielberg's foundation, and people call me sometimes. A few years ago they called me, they're not, now it's already, maybe they don't, I don't get those calls anymore. But I speak here in the neighborhood, it's wonderful. I'm on the Speaker's Bureau in the Heritage Museum too, so I know people there too. So here's my story.